A podcast from Metrigy. I'm Beth Schultz. I am Metrigy's Vice President of Research and a Principal Analyst, and with me today is my colleague Erwin Lazar. Erwin is the President and Principal Analyst, and he is responsible for our workplace collaboration research. Today we're going to be talking about this year's Workplace Collaboration MetroStar Awards. We're always very excited to do this. But for those of you who aren't familiar with the MetroStar program or who need a refresher, let me do that real quickly. The MetroStar program comes out of our annual Global Buy-Side MetroCast studies. And in those studies, we ask IT and other company business leaders to tell us about their adoption and spending plans, their plans to change providers, when and why. And we rate their providers on a number of criteria and ask them to share business success metrics. From these latter two requests, we then recognize providers that receive at or above average customer sentiment scores and whose customers achieved high business success. Now, we've just gone public with the winners of our 2024 Workplace Collaboration MetroStar Awards, and Erwin is here to share the details. So welcome, Erwin.
Thanks. I'm excited to talk about MetroStar this year, Beth.
Absolutely. So I gave this very high-level, quick overview of what we do with MetroCast and the MetroStars. Why don't you give us a little bit more background on the Workplace Collaboration MetroCast in particular?
Yeah, just to dive a little bit more deeply into it, we had 998 participating companies that comprises organizations based in North America, Western Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia. And we go out to them through a combination of survey and interview and gather data about what they're doing with respect to different collaboration technologies, who their primary vendors are, how they rate those vendors, and how they are achieving, or in some cases not achieving, any kind of measurable success with those vendors. So in this particular year's MetroStar is a subset of our MetroCast research, which is a market forecasting offering that we have here at Metrigy. In the MetroCast research, we gather data on the use of Unified Communication as a Service, UCaaS, aka cloud platforms that offer telephony at a minimum, but also offer additional features like meetings and messaging and so on. We look specifically at on-prem unified communication platforms or private platforms that could be on-prem or privately hosted. We looked at team collaboration software. We looked at desktop telephones. We looked at headsets, meeting applications, video conferencing equipment, SIP trunking services, session border controllers, and we also looked at event software. So all of that will be published, not only just the MetroStars that we're going to talk about, but as part of that MetroCast market forecast, we'll publish a MetroRank study later this year that looks at specifically at the UCaaS space, and we'll publish a market forecast that looks at all of those technology areas that I mentioned.
That's great. And as I said, MetroStar, we've just announced that, right? Folks can look at the website to find out more on the individual MetroStar categories, but we'll talk about those here too. Yeah. So let's go through the MetroStar background. I mentioned that we take the customer sentiment ratings and the business success metrics out of MetroCast to do our MetroStar program. So tell us a little bit more about that, Erwin.
Yeah, so yeah, as we mentioned, MetroStar is part of that MetroCast. It's in the study, we ask participants who their primary vendor is. We ask them to rate those vendors on a variety of different areas, things like customer service, support, features, AI capabilities, and so on. And we ask them to look at And we ask them to rate them on a 1 to 10 scale, where 1 is terrible, 10 is outstanding. Then we also ask questions to help us understand if the participants have achieved any measurable business success. So we ask, have they measured any cost savings, any productivity improvements, any revenue improvements, if that's appropriate for the technology we're talking about. And so we take all of that data and then we calculate the average sentiment ratings across each of the different categories for a particular technology. We also calculate the overall. And then we calculate the business success percentage of customers. So we look at, for each vendor, what percentage of their vendors, for each vendor, what percentage of their customers had above, at or above average success, meaning that they, if 10 of your 20 customers had a higher than average business success, then 50% of your customers are in that success group. We then calculate our MetroStar award winners based on those who are at or above average in customer sentiment, meaning their customers rated them highly, customer sentiment plus they had at least half of, or at least the average percentage of their customers in the business success group. So again, two areas: did your customers rate you very highly? Are you at or above average in how your customers rated you? And did your customers achieve measurable business success? Are you at or above average compared to your competitors and how many of their customers achieve success? And those that check both of those boxes are our MetroStar winners.
So I think you listed about 10 categories that we looked at in MetroCast, but we didn't do MetroStars on each of those, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There are some technologies that we look at from a forecasting standpoint that we don't do MetroStars. In many cases, it's a newer area or there's just so many competitors in the space, like SIP trunking is an example. There's hundreds of different companies. But we published MetroStars on 5 specific areas. The first was UCaaS. The second was team collaboration applications. The third were meeting applications. Fourth were headsets. And then the last one was video conferencing equipment. And so, again, those are all the areas where we gathered the sentiment data of how customers feel about their providers, as well as whether or not the customers were having measurable success using the products and services from those providers.
Okay, so now let's get into it. Erwin, why don't you walk us through the winners in each of those categories, starting with UCaaS?
Sure, I feel like I need the envelope to pull out or, curtain to pull back. But so let's start with UCaaS. UCaaS we defined as it had to have at a minimum a phone service, cloud-based subscription model. Again, most UCaaS providers offer things like messaging and even contact center, meeting applications, events, and so on. But we really wanted to ensure that anyone we were talking to had cloud calling as part of that offering. So the MetroStar award winners were Cisco for the WebEx offering, Google, so that would be the Google Workplace Suite, which includes Google Phone and a variety of different other applications, RingCentral, Verizon, who has OneTalk as well as a cloud-only phone service that they have offered for a long period of time. Those were the 4 MetroStar winners. We also recognized 8x8 as having a high level of customer sentiment, meaning the customers rated them highly, although they were a little bit below average in business success, and Zoom the opposite, above average in business success, slightly below in customer sentiment. So that defines the UCaaS winners. The second area is meeting applications, and there we only had one winner. That was Google, the Google Meet product, again, higher than average sentiment, as well as higher than average customer success. We've recognized that Dialpad and Cisco were at above average for sentiment, and GoTo and Zoom achieved above average scores for business success. So a variety of different providers there. On the team collaboration side, we recognized Cisco, again, the WebEx suite, as well as Google. In this case, it would have been Google Chat as being MetroStar award winners, and Slack as having a above average business success. We didn't have anyone else who was just above average in sentiment. On the video conferencing devices, video conferencing room systems, we recognize Audio Codes and Cisco as being MetroStar winners. We recognize HP Poly and Lenovo for having high customer sentiment scores, and Jabra having high business success scores. And the last area we looked at was headsets. And here, HP Poly, the former Plantronics headsets, as well as JBL, were our MetroStar Award winners. And we recognized that Bose, Cisco, and Sony had high customer sentiment scores, and EPOS had a high business success score.
So that's great. Congratulations to all of our winners. Wonderful news. I'm really curious. I noticed one thing, but maybe you'll tell me what sort of the noticeable difference is from our last year's award program or win.
So I'd say the biggest noticeable difference is Microsoft, even though we had ratings data, we had customer sentiment data, customer business success data for all of these product areas, didn't achieve above average in any one of the five specific technology areas, three of which that they compete in. So meetings, UCaaS, and message and team collaboration applications. So I think that's a surprise, you know, given the market momentum and the hype that they have, that, you know, we didn't see that the customers rated them above average on a sentiment scale, or the customers were having business success with them. So, you know, a little bit of a red flag if you're looking at Microsoft or a Microsoft customer. I'd say that was the biggest difference from 2023.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised to see that list and not see Microsoft on there. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing I always like to stress is that, you know, this isn't my evaluation. This is data derived from the customers, and it's how the customers rated their providers and what kind of success the customers were having. So it's not an opinion awards program. It's an awards program that's completely based on what real world customers are saying about the products and services that they're using.
Yeah, that's what makes this such a great program, I think. So
yeah.
Okay, so MetroStars completed, published. What's next from Workplace Collaboration MetroCast service?
Yeah, so our colleague Diane Myers is hard at work on the next couple of deliverables that will come out from this data set. One is called MetroRank, which is going to be focused on the UCaaS space. And it's looking not only at the customer data, so the customer sentiment scores and customer success, but Diane also looks at things like the financial performance, the growth, you know, kind of what's happening in the market with the different vendors, and the solution completeness, so what kind of capabilities the provider is bringing to market. So MetroRank will publish later this year, and that will only be looking at UCaaS. And then I mentioned a market forecast deliverable. We'll deliver that in a PowerPoint presentation that you'll be able to, our clients will be able to look at and see what's happening within each of those different technology segments. Are people decreasing spending? Are they increasing spending? How does that look over the next few years? What's happening from a vendor movement perspective? Are vendors losing customers, gaining customers, and so on? So a wealth of data that'll come out within that. And then a bunch of additional supporting data in the form of a spreadsheet that our clients can go in and do their own querying on, that will again give a lot more data about what's happening within the market. So happy to chat with anyone who wants more information about that. Please reach out and contact us, and we'd happy to share what's happening within the larger MetroCast offering.
So Erwin, while Diane works diligently to, you know, get the MetroRank, UCaaS MetroRank out there and the market forecast done, you, of course, are not just sitting around doing nothing. What else is on your research agenda around workplace collaboration for 2024?
Yeah, well, before the fall travel schedule kicks in, I'm working on a study called Employee Engagement Optimization. This is an annual refresh of what we used to call our workplace collaboration study. And in this case, we're going out to about 400 companies. We're gathering data in kind of four core areas. The first is what's happening with hybrid work and meeting spaces and return to the office, and what companies are doing from both an application and a hardware perspective. The second is looking at AI and how companies are investing in AI, how they're dealing with things like training and assessment of performance and benefit from AI and justifying the cost if it's something that's being offered to them as an additional license. So really kind of an AI reality check. The third one, we're looking at where things are with the Microsoft ecosystem around Teams, especially around telephony, and how are companies adding voice to Teams? Are they going with the Teams phone system? Are they using UCaaS services? What's the makeup of Operator Connect, direct routing? What's happening with fixed mobile convergence solutions, Teams phone, as well as competing solutions as well? And I'd say the fourth area is how are companies dealing with extending collaboration capabilities out to field workers? So there again, fixed mobile convergence, but what kinds of applications are people bringing to the people that work in the field, and how are they delivering that?
That is great. So, Erwin, thank you so much for sharing what you've got ahead. Thank you for sharing the winners of the Workplace Collaboration MetroStars with us. And then, listeners, as Erwin had said, we do always love to hear from you and happy to answer any questions that you might have about the MetroCast service, our MetroStars program, or anything else going on in Workplace Collaboration or in our other research areas. Do feel free to reach out to us via the contact button on the Metrogy website, which is www.metrogy.com. And with that, that is all for now. On behalf of the Metrogy team, goodbye till next time, and take care, everybody.
Thank you.